Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Down in Dallas, things not so good. Rob G, come in and summarize. It's been a mess down there in Dallas ever since they lost, shockingly, in the first round to the Green Bay Packers. But tell us what's been going on.
Oh, that's an understatement, Chris, because not only has Dak been, you know, catching strays from sports media members like Rob Parker and Dallas Cowboy fans, now it's spilled over into his own locker room because the family members of three separate Dallas Cowboys players on three separate social media platforms have all taken their shots at the Cowboys quarterback. First, it was CeeDee Lamb's mother. Her name is Lita Ramirez. She was on Facebook and put all caps, "Dak isn't it." Then she responded to a comment saying,
"Mom, I thought moms were supposed to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't tweet at all."
Well, she, doubled down, Rob, because she said they need to get rid of his ass. It's guys on that team that want a ring. They work too hard. Wow. He don't want a ring. And then Terrence Parsons Jr., who is the brother of pass rusher Micah Parsons.
Does he have a podcast too? I want to listen to that.
No, it was not on a podcast. Okay. He decided to air his grievances on Instagram. So the second social media site says, "I am questioning your future," with a picture of Dak. "LMAO, take $40 million or pack your bags. I ain't gonna lie, you need all the help you can get." So basically saying, if you're gonna come back to the Cowboys, you better take a hometown discount because you ain't worth it. And last but not least, this is the craziest one of them all. Dak Prescott's own brother. Now, while he was defending his brother and his play overall this season, he did say on Twitter, now known as X, that he wants Dak out of Dallas, saying, "Cowboys fans, why you continue to DM me? Trust me. If I could get Dak to leave Dallas, I would. I, too, want him out of Dallas."
Wow. Man. I mean, you know what? I'll raise my hand, too, Chris. I want him out of Dallas, too, in the worst way. I know you're still on board with Dak and think that they're going to win a Super Bowl with him at some point.
I didn't say that. I just think you can win a Super Bowl.
Okay, you can win with him. I've seen enough. I'm not surprised there's frustration. He hasn't been there for a year, two, three. This is 7 years there. And for
No, eight. He's been there eight years.
Yeah. And, Chris, this wasn't – he played well and they lost. We could live with that. We could live with that. You know, like, you could get beat by a better team that plays better than you on a certain given night. That's sports. There are upsets, all kinds of stuff. But to be in that game, to be unprepared, uninspired, have a piss-poor performance by Dak, and go look, the last few years, home games where the offense has just been sputtering, and Dak hasn't played well. I'm convinced now more than ever that this is who he is. And until further notice, I cannot believe in anything else. I would rather Chris Broussard have the unknown than the known. I'd rather give the unknown a chance than to know what ultimately is going to happen come January and has happened time and time again. The Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones, I thought they were about winning, but after that, embarrassment. One of the worst playoff losses in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, Chris, for them to bring those two guys back and act like everything's okay. The worst. I was trying to be nice. The worst. And to bring those two guys back and act like, well, we'll just run it back. Okay.
Yeah, look. There have been a lot of court. Heck, people were yelling about Lamar Jackson up until last week. Yeah, he won it, or he's going to win the MVP, but what's he going to do in the playoffs? 1-3 in the playoffs. You know, and he's 6 years in. Peyton Manning won his Super Bowl at 9 years in. And in those playoffs, threw 3 touchdowns and 7 picks. So you don't win it until you win it. So,
I don't want to interrupt you. Two of those guys have something that Dak doesn't have.
Well, Peyton, they're both better than Dak. Don't get me
wrong.
I'm
and
just
both,
saying
both won MVPs.
He's not the only quarterback.
I'm just saying, okay.
Well, to me, that makes it even worse. Like, they were looking at Peyton Manning like, dude, you're the best quarterback we've seen. You're killing it in the regular season. But then we get in the playoffs and you struggle. Now, he had some big games in the playoffs before he won his first Super Bowl, but he also had some clunkers. So I'm just saying that, you know, this doesn't mean Dak Prescott can never play well in the playoffs. But what I want to get to, Rob, we know you think they should trade him or move him on, let him go somewhere else, you know, play one more year and then leave as a free agent. I think they should bring him back and re-sign him, and I'm pretty convinced that's what's going to happen. But what I want to talk about, Rob, is this situation. I mean, Rob, if my wife, you know, tweets out, you know, Rob Parker is terrible on the iCouple. If it wasn't for him, it'd
That's
be a
That's why she
great
didn't
show.
Come to the party, though, right? She had already tweeted. I'm not going to that party. Are you kidding? He's terrible on the air.
Right. If that happened, wouldn't you look sideways at me? I mean, be honest, even if I come out and say publicly, hey, look, I love Rob. We've done the show together for 5.5 years. It's been great. I got nothing but love for my man. You know, my wife doesn't speak for me. She's got her own opinion. That's fine, but I disagree with it. I mean, I guess maybe then you might believe. Would you believe me? Or would you be like, man, he's obviously talking to his wife. And pillow talk.
Chris, that's pillow talk. Hey, babe, how's the show going? Oh, God. He's just brutal. You know, I got to stick around because the loot is just too good. But, my God, I just cannot work with that guy.
Thank God I'm
in New Jersey and I don't have to be in the same studio with him every day.
But you see what I'm saying, Rob. Like, do you think – we talked about this with Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Diggs. I mean, where's CeeDee Lamb's mom getting that from?
Right. Come on. I'm with you.
And Micah, look, Micah came out with a statement, Rob, saying he believes in all his teammates. He's glad to be a Cowboy and, you know, all that. It was a good statement. And I will give Micah the benefit of the doubt because he didn't mention Dak personally. And the only reason I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt is because his brother criticized the organization, the fans, the coaching staff, the play calling, all that. So maybe Mike was like, let me just take care of it in one fell swoop. I would have liked to have seen him, though, say something about Dak and how he supports him. And beyond that, though, Rob, CeeDee Lamb, Rob G, has he made any statements about this?
Not as of yet, no.
So, Rob, I'm sorry. CeeDee Lamb has to come out and say something to, you know, say, look, again, I love my mother, and she thinks for herself. She does for herself. And she has a right to have her own opinion, but it's not one that I share. It's not one that I gave her. I believe in that. You know, something, if he doesn't, then it makes me think, especially, Rob, on the heels of the body language that we saw from CeeDee Lamb and the interactions between him and Dak Prescott in that game, it's going to make people think something's up with him. And maybe something is. I don't know.
No, definitely. There's no other way to read into it, especially when you hear somebody's mom. You just, Chris, I'm not saying she doesn't know football, and obviously she's followed her son's whole football career, right, until he got to the pros. So she's been around football, and she's watched enough games to have an opinion. But that, you just wonder, like, if she knew that her son really was all about Dak and felt like his career, I owe Dak, my God, to have this quarterback. I'm getting balls. I'm making money. Do you know what I mean? Like she wouldn't be spouting that. No. She wouldn't be.
No. And Rob, and I'm speculating. But if guys don't come out and defend Dak, you remember at the beginning of the season, and I didn't think it was a big deal, but you remember when Trayvon Diggs and some other defensive player were talking trash to Dak. Remember that in practice? Called him the B word. And I thought it was all in good trash talk and all that. And maybe it was. I think it was. But when something like this happens and no one comes to his defense, it makes me wonder, is this similar to the situation that was in Seattle when you had the Legion of Boom and the great defense and you had Russell Wilson, right? And they won a Super Bowl. They went back to another one. But the defense did not like Russ, right? There was tension there. They didn't like the way he moved and, you know, all that. And something like this, unless it's rectified, Rob, makes you wonder, is that the case or is it similar to that in Dallas? I've never gotten a whiff of that until this.
Yeah, it could be. And you know this, Chris, the frustration of what this year was supposed to be for the Cowboys and how they won 16 in a row at home. And people were talking about them that this is different. They have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. And to have it go down in flames and Dak have a terrible night, like a terrible game. It wasn't like, again, they lost and there was a few reasons why they lost. They lost and a lot of it had to do with poor quarterback play. The defense didn't play well either, Chris.
Right.
But Dak didn't play well. You can't let Dak
off the hook. Yeah, right. He was bad. So it's interesting, Rob. Do you think this will lead to them parting ways quickly?
No, I don't think it's over this. But financially, Chris, they're painted in the corner. So no. When I talk about I'd like to see them move on, I understand there's a financial part of it, and he has a no trade, and there's all these other entanglements
that
make it difficult.
They will. You think they should.
But they should. They should do whatever they need to do in order to move on and do something else there, because it's going to be another year wasted. It could wind up being another year or two. If I'm Jerry, I'm just like, my God. Is Jerry looking like at a watch and looking at time go by, or is he watching an hourglass with Sam, like thinking I got time?
Talked about it. Jerry can talk all that smack he wants about winning a championship. He wants a championship his way. That's what he wants. He don't just want a championship.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next.
The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We got to start here. The news of the day, and a bit surprising, even though, you know, I think we all can look back and say, you know what, yeah, they weren't really clicking. But the Milwaukee Bucks, 43 games into the season, fire their first-year coach, Adrian Griffin, longtime assistant, former player, and a guy that, you know, many thought was going to be a good head coach. And it didn't work out. A lot of reasons. Obviously, defensively, they were struggling mightily, Rob. Last year, they were the fourth-rated defensive team in the league. This year, they dropped to 21st. But they were 30-13. That's the second-best record in the Eastern Conference and actually tied for the second-best record in the league. But they didn't look like, Rob. Now, who knows? I mean, they had a new Damian Lillard, obviously.
That's a big piece, Chris, that's you're adding in. That's a big adjustment. Yep. Am I right?
Yes. So
I'm not sitting here to make excuses or whatever. I'm just saying, like they're not, what's their record, 30-13?
30-13.
They're not 13-30, Chris. Okay, I get that.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't have even gotten this far.
Right. But to get fired nowadays with a 30-30, can you imagine these older coaches looking going, are you serious? Like that.
Well, I think what it speaks to, Rob, is the desperation that this franchise is feeling, right? They just made a big trade. And let's face it, Damian Lillard, who we all know is a great player, top 75, whether you think he should be or not, he is, and he's certainly a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He hasn't played as well as usual. And do you blame that on the coach? Do you blame that on Lillard? Whatever, but I do think to your point, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're kind of saying, Rob, I mean, it was going to be an adjustment. You were losing Drew Holiday, who was one of your key pieces. You're bringing in a star who has the ball in his hand, so it's not going to happen overnight. And maybe things, as time went on, would have gotten better, but they weren't willing to wait. Because I got to be honest, right now, I think Boston looked better. I think Philly looked better. And Miami getting Terry Rozier, that's a move I really like. I think they they've had Milwaukee's number. I think they probably in the postseason would have had a great chance of beating Milwaukee. So I don't know if this will work out, but I think those are a lot of the reasons. And, Rob, let me say this, and Giannis, here's a quote Giannis had after they lost to the Rockets on January 6th, Rob. This, tell me if you agree with me. This is a death quote for a coach. And I'm not blaming Giannis, but when you hear this, it does not speak well of the coach. Here it is. Now, defensively, we have to have a plan. This is Giannis. What is our strategy? Are we going to give a lot of open threes? Are we going to let them get in the paint? When they go in the post, are we going to stay with ours and play one-on-one? What is our strategy? Right now, we're giving everything. We are giving everything. We are giving the threes. We are giving straight line drives. We are letting guys play in the post and get comfortable. We're giving offensive rebounds. I mean, Rob, am I wrong, or does that sound like we don't agree with the strategy? We don't even know what the strategy is.
No, Chris, you're being nice. I mean, that was it right there. There you could go right back to that quote. If you're ownership or management or whatever, and you're like, okay, They don't even, the players don't even know what they're doing. Giannis is complaining about defense. Forget that you gave away your best defensive player. Like act like that didn't happen, right?
Right, right.
Like that, because people said
and
that
that's
when
where
they made,
you're getting torched on the
when they made the trade, right? The first thing people said is you just gave up your best defensive player.
Yep.
Like this is why you were a really good defensive team, and now you know Damian Lillard's not that, right? Okay.
Right. No,
so you're going to give up something. You got firepower offensively, but defensively, you're going to give up something. And to, I would expect, Chris, like there would be some scandal behind the scenes or the players.
You
that
think?
No. I'm saying I can accept that more
to
get rid of a coach at 30-13 this early in the season. It ain't about, Chris, where you are now. I'm sorry. It's about where you are in April. You know what I mean? Or when it really is. Like, it's a progress. Like being the number one seed now doesn't guarantee you anything. It just doesn't.
I mean, and like, look, the record was fine.
Right.
Offensively, they were fine. Defense was the problem. You make a legitimate point for giving it a shot, and maybe something will come out that there were, issues or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it feels like to make this move. This was not like some guy who hadn't been around, hadn't paid his dues, Chris.
Right.
All this other stuff. This is a guy who's bred in the NBA, and what were we about, 16 years as an assistant? I mean, like a long time.
No, a long time with a lot of
teams.
Okay,
with a lot of teams. He's been around. Here's his opportunity. And you give this guy a cup of coffee and a sweet roll and say that's it? Wow.
Nah, I hear you. And that's legitimate. Now, Rob, the big thing, is a big part of this too, is Doc Rivers, apparently about a month ago, Doc Rivers, at the longing of the owners of the Bucks, became the consultant for Adrian Griffin. And now he appears to be the lead candidate. I don't, he's certainly one of the lead candidates.
Chris, I'm going to stop you because this is lunacy, okay? This is absolute lunacy. Please, I don't understand it. I get Doc Rivers, long coaching career, won a championship. We gave him a parade. We threw confetti on his head, all that.
Long time ago, too.
That was a long time ago. And now here we go again after he's been put, like he had the Clippers job with Kawhi and Paul George. He was in Philadelphia with Embiid in that group. And that didn't work out. And now you're going to send him to Giannis. Really? Okay.
Rob, I'm with you. Why? We said, everybody knows we first guessed this. We said this when Doc went to Philly.
Yes.
Why?
You remember, we were floored. We were floored that happened.
Doc Rivers has blown more 3-1 leads than any coach in history. He's blown three of them. Three 3-1 leads. He's blown four 3-2 leads, Rob. And another 2-0 lead. And I don't mean four 3-2 leads that were 3-1 leads at one point. Separately. All right. Why? And I'm not saying Doc's a horrendous coach.
Nobody's saying that.
But Doc has he shown that he can get the team over the hump? The Clippers hired him. They were a good team. They had Lob City to get past the second round. Never did it. And then Ty Lue comes in.
He shows up.
Right
and,
away.
And Kawhi is hurt, and they get to the Western Conference Finals.
Right. I'm just saying, like, and I'm going to throw this. I throw this out for a lot of the jobs that are out there. I know he ain't going to get it. Rob, I'd like to see him give Mark Jackson a shot. I know they won't. Whatever reason, he's blackballed. Kenny Atkinson is another name. I think of Kenny Atkinson as a guy that would be good for a rebuilding team. Young team, scrappy, get the most out of him. When he was in Brooklyn, Rob, the Stars didn't want him.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know where they're heading.
The NBA starting to feel like the NHL, Chris. I don't know how closely they fire coaches left and right. And now it just seems like Like coaches are just getting tossed out. Like, everybody wants Darvin Ham fired. Everybody, like yeah, more so than ever before. They just won the in-season tournament, Chris, and 2 weeks later, they're like, get rid of Darvin Ham. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go back to the NFL. And Albert Greer does a great job covering the league. He has his daily or weekly show up in Boston. And, Rob, he talked about why Bill Belichick did not get the Atlanta job, which, of course, went to Raheem Morris. Here he is.
I'm going to give Cap some credit for this because the Sunday show that we do, he asked me before one of the shows, can you go find out what the market for Bill was? And I thought it'd be pretty straightforward, and it actually wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was, oh, yeah, he could definitely get a job as an executive, as kind of an overseer. Oh, yeah, he could definitely get a job as a coach. But no one's going to throw him the keys the way that he has them in New England. So I hope that's not what he's expecting. And I think that's what it comes down to is, like, teams used to be set up the way the Patriots have been the last 24 years. No one is anymore. And no one centers it that much around the head coach. The job's too, it's just too big now. And so, like, I think a lot of this comes down to Arthur Blank wanted to hire, and I have that on good authority. I know you've heard it too. Arthur Blank wanted to hire Bill Belichick, the head coach. And it wasn't the money. I think he was willing to pay him. It was everything else that was going to have to happen and the amount of people around him that Bill's going to need here and the amount of people that might be outgoing because of it. And I think people in that building knew, like, hey, if Bill comes here, I probably won't be here for very long, much longer. And so those people wind up getting in Blank's ear.
Interesting, Rob.
Well, if that's what the reason was, Chris, then I hope Arthur Blank never wins a Super Bowl. You can't run a business like that. Yeah, you can't run a business like that. You heard what I said. I'm hoping that's not why he didn't hire him, because this is what happens in bad organizations. They've never won anything. Their team is down and out. And I'm just saying, if the reason that you didn't want to hire Bill Belichick is strictly because you don't want to upset the apple cart and you don't want to change what hasn't worked for 40 years or however how long Arthur Blank has owned that team. It hasn't been that long. But, Chris, if that's the reason, then I got a problem with that, because you got to be willing to change. It ain't working the way they've been doing it in Atlanta. And I'm not the biggest Bill Belichick guy. I've told you that, Chris. But I'm saying, if that's the reason that you're not hiring somebody because, oh, my God, the guy who's been a GM or been in the front office for 15 years is going to get put out, or the other person is going to get put out or whatever, like that can't be the reason why you don't hire somebody. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with that philosophy. If you're the owner and you run things, then do what you want to do.
Right.
However, what I disagree with, Arthur Blank Or even if it – and, Rob G, is it that – did Arthur Blank just wanted Belichick to coach too, right? He didn't want him to be the GM and all that. Is right. that correct?
That's not what I took from that Albert Breer thing. The way Breer reported it
is that Arthur Blank was 100% on board with Belichick. The coach was fine with paying him whatever it is that he wanted. What his issue was, and the issue within the building was, if we hire Bill as the coach, he's going to want X, Y, and Z in the front office. He's going to want this much say of this. He's going to want this kind of guys coming in with him. And they were not on board with that stuff.
And nor should they have been. And that's where I don't know if you, Rob, Atlanta, Washington, Seattle, any organization in NFL should not turn their team over as far as the front office and all that to Bill Belichick. That would be lunacy. Now, sure, hire him as a head coach. We know he's a great coach. We know he's a great defensive mind. But give the front office to him? Give him full authority?
No, you're missing what I'm saying. You're missing what I'm saying.
No, I get you.
I want you to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Okay.
You're saying that if you're the owner, you shouldn't listen to the employees. Is that correct?
Yeah, that
I'm fine with that.
That people losing their jobs when an organization that doesn't win. I'm not worried
about people losing their jobs. I'm worried about giving control of football operations to the wrong man. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we should be talking about. I agree with you. If you're the owner and you want to go a certain direction and say your GM, your assistant GM, they're worried that, hey, if Bill comes in, we're going to lose our jobs. I get you on that, and that's fine. Like, if you want to bring in a new GM and you want to bring in a new head coach, of course those guys are gone, and you shouldn't let their feelings get in the way of you doing what's best for the franchise. What I'm saying is Bill Belichick needs to just be coaching. What in the world did I see in New England the last 5 years to make me think otherwise?
I can't get with a team, Chris, with an organization that is afraid to hurt people's feelings when you don't win. That's all I hear your point on Bill.
Would you want to give him control?
He's going to have some say. I'm not saying total control. No, not total control.
I mean, every coach has some say.
That he's not going to have any
say. He should get the requisite amount of say.
But I'm not coming in there with the same old guys who have been in Atlanta for 15 years and nothing's worked. Those guys, Chris, if you want to go out and hire a new general manager and move some people around and go bring in some new talent or new eyes or whatever, that's fine. But to just stay the status quo and bring in Raheem Morris because he won't be able to.
No, because he's just going to coach football. What's wrong with that? I'm looking for a coach. I don't need a GM.
Because it's bigger than that, because there's other issues with that organization, the picking of players.
They do have a lot of talent, Rob. The front office has actually put together a nice team. They don't have a quarterback. I would like to know your thoughts on Bill Belichick.
I just told
like hire him as the
I, well, told, told I would hire him and I would give him he would have some say not
well,
total
well, but
control.
Every coach has some say.
No,
I'm
but I'm
about,
just telling
would
you.
Would he be the coach or would he be the coach / GM?
No, that's not what I said. I said he would be the coach, but he of course would have say in
what
front office affairs.
What coach doesn't have any say?
All right, so that's what you're hiring.
So he's just the coach.
Albert Breer didn't say. Bill Belichick said, if I'm not the GM and bottle washer, I'm not coming. That's not what he reported.
What he said, I agree with you on people. That's fine. I mean, I don't think that's the conversation. The conversation is Bill Belichick to me. And no franchise in the NFL should give him control of football operations. Bill, you're a great coach.
But Chris,
come here and coach.
But Bill,
now, of
Bill,
course, we're all together. We have to work together, and I want to hear your thoughts on these players. But I'm just saying the GM or the president, however they line up their organization, should have the final say. They shouldn't have to cower and kowtow to Belichick like he had it in New England. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you on your philosophy.
I just think this is why certain teams don't win. It's like they're so.
I mean, Atlanta was in the Super Bowl a few years ago, right? Not like they've been. They haven't been a great franchise, but let's not act like they've been just
All I'm saying is there are teams, and you can't be afraid to make changes. That's all I'm saying.
That ain't the right change. I don't think anybody would disagree.
Bill Belichick is coming there where he won't have any say with personnel.
Do you know? You don't think Raheem Moore is gonna have any say?
I don't think he'll have any kind of say that Bill Belichick, not a guy with six Super Bowls.
Let's see where his next job is.
All right, and we'll see how Raheem Morris does with the Falcons. We'll see how
I'm just saying.
When they're raising the Super Bowl trophy, they made the right decision.
Of course, the coach should be able to sit there and be like, these are the guys I like. This is why I like him. I would pick him. I think we should pick him. Of course. You just don't have the final say. That's all I'm saying. And I think I think they'd be willing to give Bill Belichick some say because he's the head coach. But you got to be able to work with others.
Yeah, but nobody says that he's not. I mean, the last soundbite I heard from Bill was about being that guy.
You were about the only one that believed that soundbite.
No, but it came out of his mouth.
Fine. A lot of stuff's come out of people's mouths. I didn't believe it. And now, of course, it seems like he wanted more in Atlanta. So what happened to that? I just want to coach.
No, I'm not so sure if that was it or if it was that Atlanta was so afraid to make major changes. Rob G, jump in.
Well, I got a question for you, Rob, because you're very upset, and I understand, about the idea that Atlanta just didn't feel comfortable cleaning house because they have familiarity in the building. Right. They want to let go of it. Raheem Morris coached in Atlanta from 2015 to 2020. Do you believe, in just without no sourcing, just your opinion, that because they're already familiar with him in the building, that was one of the driving forces to why
probably
they went with him rather than someone else?
Yeah, they know him, and they know he's not going to be an overbearing guy who's going to flex his muscles and tell you to the people in the front office, you don't know. You guys have never won here. I'm trying to tell you what I bring to the table, and I've won. And I didn't just win six championships in New England. I won two Super Bowls in New York,
Stop it with
that. I'm just saying.
You can go, anybody can flex what I did as a coordinator.
But I'm just saying those are the things that maybe they don't want to deal with, Rob G. That's all I'm saying is that because Chris is saying – of course, Bill's going to have some say.
What's the problem? I'm saying I would not turn over final say to Bill Belichick. I wouldn't. Because, I mean, Bill Belichick didn't do a good job in New England the last few. Once Tom Brady left, he didn't do a good job. As with final say. So why in the world would I give him final say now?
That's because the people in Atlanta haven't done anything. That's why they got a new coach.
They've gotten some good talent.
That's why they got a new coach.
They need a coach and a quarterback. And maybe we'll see. I mean, I'm not saying more.
Didn't they draft
a lot of teams messed up at quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but I'm just saying, like, that's what they need. And we'll see. How well Morris does there, Rob. I mean, are they going to go get Justin Fields? Are they going to go get Kirk Cousins? Like, all that remains to be seen. But I don't fault them for just wanting Bill Belichick to be the coach. Of course, you get, say, like other coaches, but you're not coming in here and just taking control of the organization. Now, if it was somebody else, maybe much younger, maybe, but not Belichick now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.